it's the final percent. The final percent. Oh, all right, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Final Percent Podcast, and I am interviewing the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend.
Well, thank you.
Your favorite promoter's favorite promoter.
Hey.
Francois Baptiste is sitting next to me in my truck. We are podcasting from a truck.
Hey, this is great. You know, say, like, it's the first time in the truck.
Yeah, first time in the truck.
But, no, I love it, man. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, let's you're a promoter. You deal primarily... Yes. With live events.
Correct.
Tell me how fantastic your 2020 was.
Well, it was great because you got to sit on the couch and watch a lot of TV.
Yeah.
And clear your mind of everything from the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Of stress. And actually detox.
Yeah.
But 2020 sucked.
Yeah. So, you know, how... One of the speakers that is coming to my conference in the September 25th and 26th, his name's Tim Story, and he says a setback is not a go back.
Mm-hmm.
A setback is the setup for the comeback.
Absolutely.
And I mean, this guy is the reason I speak, and he's Oprah Winfrey's life coach. He's Kanye's life coach.
Mm.
He's Stevie Wonder's life coach.
Mm.
Quincy Jones' life. Basically, if you're a great, he's Robert Downey Jr.'s life coach. He helped this guy take the role of Iron Man.
Wow.
And when Robert Downey Jr. was talking to him, he said, you know, Tim, I just want to be okay.
Mm.
And Tim looked at Robert Downey Jr. and he said, hey, you need to understand that Iron Man is not just okay. I want you to go up a few levels. I want you to transcend this. And he got this idea in Robert Downey Jr.'s head, and he helped him become Iron Man. Because if you go pre-Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr. has a tumultuous past.
Mm.
But in 2020, everyone kind of got a taste of how difficult things can
get. Absolutely.
And this live event space is so hit or miss. It's so rewarding, so scary, so stressful. And now you're on the comeback. You're on a comeback tour.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we're not going to name any names. He told me some of the people that are potentials for his... How many white parties have we had?
We're going on year... It's actually year 19, but because of COVID 2020, we're saying it's 18. Does that
make
sense?
Okay. That's... And these are literally... this is the party of all parties in all of Denver.
Thank you.
And, well, I mean, you guys just look up Denver White Party, and you're going to realize what I'm talking about. And, you know, we were just talking about to have amazing things happen. And some of the people he's brought in in the past, you know, 50 Cent.
The Game, Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child.
Floyd Mayweather,
I mean, was incredible.
He's working with the A-list people, bringing them into the city and giving the city an experience like no other.
Thank you.
And you know, he was mentioning some of the names that might be possible. I'm not even going to name any of them because my gosh. Oh my.
Top secret.
Y'all aren't ready. I'm just saying, but what is it like working with people on that level? Getting them the logistics, bringing them in. We were just talking about, you know, I'm doing my conference with, you know, high-end people in like the business, and you've got, you know, sports and entertainment. Mm. And people don't see the behind the scenes. So what are some of the things, you know, you guys are going through to pull this crazy thing off?
Well, I think first of all, our job is not where they say it's not forgiving, but where they say it's about a job that people don't understand. Anyway, people just don't understand that the end result is what you see.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when people at the end result give you a pat on the back or a smile, they had a good time.
Yeah.
That's the reward. But up to that point is a living hell. Like,
that's true.
Like, I don't know why sometimes we do the things we do. Event planners, concert promoters, people in the music business. It's madness.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking to four or five different, you know, powers that be, a lot of negotiation. Communication is key.
Yeah.
I mean, you're like for this white party. I mean, I'm on text. I'm on email. I'm on the phone.
Yeah. Nonstop.
Nonstop. And you got to keep, make sure all your communication is in sequence. Make sure that everybody understands what you're asking, what they're asking of you, what you're asking of them. Got to be very clear and precise.
Manage expectations.
Yeah. And so, it's fun, I guess. It's challenging. It's a little bit like a sporting game because you're like, all right, here we go, fourth and one. Are we gonna score this point? You know, what do we need to do? All right, QB, we need a running back to run the deal through the hole to finalize this stuff. So, it's the reward is greater than the it's in my mind and I just can't think of it right now. Well, anyway, the end result is what you're looking for. It's the reward of all your hard work, and then you go on to the next one.
Yeah. And it's
you take a deep breath and go on to the next one.
It keeps cycling. It keeps cycling. I think, you know, it's the sum is greater than all of its parts.
There you go.
There we go.
Thank you.
I'm not gonna lie. I was just kind of letting him like fish for that because I knew what he was going for, but I didn't know it. And I was thinking, I'm like, what is that saying?
It's
escaping me as well. But
yeah.
And I mean, that's the thing. You know, we put our butts on the line, our financial butts, our reputation,
everything.
All to create an experience for people. It's an opportunity.
Yeah.
One of the things that I always say, and guys, this is important to remember, you know, you're one conversation away from changing the entire trajectory of your life. And to have conversations, you got to go where the conversations are being had.
Yes.
And so, you know, sometimes that's going out, it's networking, it's going to parties, it's going to conferences, it's going to seminars. Start looking, instead of, you know, I'm just going to do it for one purpose, look at all of these things as an opportunity to exchange energy and ideas.
Absolutely.
You might meet your future partner, your business partner, your spouse, your significant other, something sparks an idea, but you have to be in motion and be in action. And that's the whole reason, like, why did you get into promote? Like, why, what the heck possesses someone to say, you know, I'm going to risk it all for one night?
I mean, I think it's definitely, it depends on who you are, you know, like what fuels you at the end of the day. And like, I wanted to see how far I could go. You know, like just real quick, I started throwing house parties in college, then moved to a club. And then I think everybody has that aha moment of like, how do I get from here to there?
Yeah.
And then you meet a person or have a conversation. So then you meet somebody from the next level that you want to get to.
Exactly right.
And it sparks that like, okay, I met this person.
Yeah.
I kind of got in the door. They know my name. How do I keep going? So it was just really kind of like, let me see how far I can go with this. Like, I know where the greats were, the great concert promoters like Barry Fay and Bill Graham and then other people here in Colorado. And, you know, it really what it was that one day I was at a concert. And it's kind of dumb, but this is really my aha moment. I was like, I don't want to be in the crowd. I want to be backstage. What are they doing backstage? How do I get backstage? And that's when I was really like, I want to be a concert promoter.
Yeah.
Like, I need to figure out how to be a real concert promoter, not nightclubs, not
exactly right.
Like, you know, house parties. I want to be a legitimate, that's my job title.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's really how then you just got to figure it out.
Yeah.
You got to figure it out.
And it wouldn't have happened when it did or as soon as it did, or it could have happened sooner, whatever it is, but you needed to be in that concert to have that epiphany moment.
Yes.
You got to show up.
Yes.
And so, you know, when you get people like, I mean, he had 50 Cent come out, and I mean, 50 Cent gave borderline a concert. And
yes.
I mean, he's out here and doing that, and it's a thing that you brought to the city, and you helped people experience, and you helped people understand, you know, what is possible in Denver. And 50 Cent showed up at the white party all because you went to a concert like 20 years ago. That's dope.
That's
the butterfly effect. You know, one decision, you know, your friend inviting you out to that concert or whatever and you saying yes changes the entire trajectory. I mean, let's just be honest with how big the white party gets.
Yes.
You know, how many people married someone that they met at the white party.
Absolutely.
A lot of people.
Absolutely.
How many babies were created?
Probably too many that I want to know of. You know, like, that's a wild thought, but there's probably a few.
But all because you had that one decision to say, hey, what's going on backstage?
I mean, I think the greatest reward for these parties is I had a good time, Francois, or that was great, or just a simple smile. Like, somebody... You know, it might have made somebody's day. Somebody had a terrible day.
Yep.
They went to a concert, had a great thing, and then they walked out of there and they were like, wow, I had a good time. And my day was so crappy, but now I had a good time. That's kind of the reward.
Exactly.
In a weird way, you can't really, like, you know, put a price tag on it. But, like, you know, that's really one of the fun parts of doing concerts is really knowing that the fun you get out of going to a concert.
Yeah.
That somebody else is too, because you put it together. You put the hard work, sweat, madness together, and they had the same experience. So.
Yeah, seeing other people have fun and, and succeed and all because, again, you made a decision, took the risk, and I mean, it fills you up.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think that's one thing, you know, I think in business we get too, and I talk a lot about this in my speeches, is we get too concerned with the word how. And so we have to rearrange those letters into who as fast as possible. Because how only shows up in one of two places. Number one, you found who else has done it, or you did it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, let's be honest. I think if we focus and we get so consumed with how am I going to do this? How am I going to, you know, make something of myself? How am I going to launch this? How am I going to, you know, take a chance on whatever? You know, I think... The further we get down the line, we can both attest, because, you know, we got some years under us now, that it almost never goes how we think it will.
Right.
It always is this moving target. It's
I mean, nothing goes as planned. like if you are a person that thinks black and white, like, a, you know, 2 + 2 = 4, concert promotion is not for you, because there's a
entrepreneurship
whole,
is not for you,
because there's a whole gray area where at some times 2 + 2 = 7. I don't know how,
or 2 + 2 = fish.
Like, you don't know how, but that's just what it does sometimes, and you got to just adapt and, you know, brush stuff off your shoulder. You gotta, you know, you gotta have thick skin. I mean, I think anybody in being an entrepreneur, you just have to have a thick skin and understand you're going to win some, you're going to lose some.
Well, and I think, you know, you've got to have faith in who you are, what you're trying to
Absolutely.
Do. And, you know, how many times have you been to an event that you put on and you looked at your partners and you're like, I have no idea how the hell we pulled this off, but damn, look
There's
at
been
this.
Many. There's been many. I mean, that's a great feeling, though.
Yeah.
I can't tell you express that feeling of, like, again, behind the scenes is madness, crazy. People have no clue the legitimate shit show that goes on back. But yes, when it finally happens and you look at somebody that knows what you went through, what do you even describe that feeling as? Like, euphoria?
Joy.
Yeah, joy.
Like, I always say, you know, joy is where pleasure and happiness collide.
Yeah.
And feeling joy is when you know, hey, my hard work is paying off and it's making a difference in lives.
Yeah.
And I think that that's important. And, you know, you've always been, you were one of my very first friends when I moved to Denver.
Yeah.
And I had started this crazy little thing called KMG, and we were the new kid on the block. Yeah. Now we're the old kid on the block. It's been a decade.
Yeah. It's been a decade already?
We've been friends for a decade.
Congratulations on just KMG and where you started, man. Like,
it's insane.
You're inspiring, bro. I'll just tell you, your whole story is inspiring. Your energy is inspiring. So I thank you for sharing that with all of us.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, it's not possible. You know, take my my event. You know, it's always been a retreat. You were there last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been a retreat style. And this year, I'm like, I want it to be more accessible. I want to bring it down to Denver. But then I started realizing, you know, I have never put on an event this big before.
Mm.
So the first thing that I started doing is, well, who has?
Mm-hmm.
So I call Francois. I say, hey, you know, I'm good at speaking. I'm good at standing on stage and delivering this. How the hell do you put butts in seats?
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, well, here's what I... And it was just instantaneous. And it's inspiring when you get what I call in young entrepreneurs, they think that they're the end-all, be-all. And they think that every, like, they have to do everything. Mm. And I think the faster that young entrepreneurs can get off the island, the better they're going to be. Mm. And, you know, I get looked up to by a lot of people, but, you know, I'm the first person to tell you if I don't know an answer. And that's where I'm like, I got to talk to Francois, and I talked to a media team that's done big conferences, and I've talked to this, and I've talked, and I just started the who train, if you will. And I wanted to talk to who else has been there before, who else has done it before. And I think that's incredibly important. Get off the island as fast as possible.
I can't, I think you hit a nail on the head, and I don't know if it's this generation or whatever, but people forget, people are afraid to learn and talk to other people.
Yeah.
Because one thing that that you just said was that you asked a question if you did not know.
Yeah.
And that is such an important thing, because I didn't know a lot about concert promotion.
Yeah.
Like a lot, like major concert promotion. And I don't know if I made a lot of people sicker. I asked a gazillion questions.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was, you know, instilled by my parents saying, ask questions away. No question is stupid. And I really believe that today. And I'll ask the biggest CEO, whatever, I don't understand. Or when I'm doing a deal or something, I'd be like, I don't understand. Can you explain that so I understand it? Because I want to understand it, but it's not resonating how you're telling me.
When we were trying to make the transition for KMG, and this is a good testament on Ask Questions, we were trying to make from a studio into a college. It's like, how do you make that? So you have to go before the Board of Education in the state that you're in.
Mm.
And when I stood in front of them, they asked me this question. They said, what makes you have the temerity to think that you can train people on how to make a living doing this? And I looked at her and I said, you know, that's a great question, but for me to properly answer it, you're going to first have to tell me what temerity means, because I have no idea.
But people are even a word you don't understand, people are terrified to ask.
Ask the question.
And you, let me tell you something, and that goes back to the question the question you asked earlier about the whole 2020.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to bring this up because I just wanted to give you your flowers while you're here real quick, because 2020 for me was a rebirth. Mm. So I was going from a 0 to 100 in the concert business for 30 years.
Yeah.
Like crazy outside drinking, having a good time, but working.
Yeah, of course.
And then literally it just ended. Like, to go from 0 to 100 to 100 to 0 is a incredible moment in your mental, physical work.
There's a lot to process.
Talking about a pile landing on your lap.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that. So I kind of, I really broke it down into three phases. And it was really like the first phase, well, actually four. So first phase was actually just coming to a stop.
Yeah.
The second one was the fear of how to survive.
Yeah.
Like, it was terrifying.
Yes, it was.
Like, how are you going to pay this? How are you going to do this? I have nothing. Figure it out.
Yeah.
And then the third phase, and I got to thank you, was the Final Percent Conference in Vail. Like, it really brought my life together. Like, where I forgot so much stuff about the concert business that I needed during that time, about being aggressive, assertive, asking questions.
Yeah.
I forgot those things.
Yeah.
No, I can't. I don't think you understand. I forgot. I was sitting in the back of the room and I was like, holy cow. Yeah. I forgot all this stuff. What it meant to be myself and a concert promoter. And so literally the fourth phase was coming out of quarantine COVID.
Yeah.
And being like, what are you going to do with your life? Yeah. How are you going to be when you step out this and things open up again? And I was like, I'm going to come back and be the tiger.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the shark.
Yeah.
Like like, I don't give a crap about the things that were kind of bugging me on my shoulders about what would people say?
Yeah.
What would people think? You got to go back to the foundation that made you great.
Exactly. And that's,
so thank you.
Well, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you. You know, it's always interesting to watch people kind of start their personal growth journey, because it is, that first word is so important. It's very personal, and that's why people get scared.
Mm-hmm.
And that's absolutely one of the things when people ask me, you know, what am I going to get out of your conference, Greg? Mm-hmm. What am I going to get out of it? And I always say the same thing. I have no idea. And here's why. Because You might come there to get a little better at business. You might come there to help your mindset. You might come there because you need to communicate and take your relationship to the next level.
Right.
I went to 10X1 to go get my business in order and to learn marketing and to get better at Grant Cardone's very first conference. Mm. And I went there and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to learn all the tricks of the trade and I'm going to network and I'm going to do this. And what happened was unbelievable because Tim Story was speaking and he literally rearranged the way that I thought about personal growth so much so that I was able to look over at Kayla and say, I think I might need to stand on stage for something other than singing. And I went away from that conference having a fire put inside of me that said, I need to be a speaker.
That's amazing.
I didn't go there for that.
That's amazing.
But I was open to the possibility. And that's the most important thing. We have to be open to change
that's
and open
exactly
to grow.
Exactly how I went to your conference. I had no expectations. I've never been to one. Mm. I didn't know you asked me to come. And I was just like, you know what? I need to get out of Denver. Yeah. Let me go ahead and, you know, pack up the family. We'll go up and get out of Vail. But I really walked in there and I had no expectations. I went in there purposely saying, I don't know what I'm going to experience, but I'm open to whatever. And I really walked out of there with a really good sense of purpose, direction, you know, refine myself. I will be there again this year.
Ooh, come on, man.
I will be there again.
Yeah, we're going to do, it's the 25th and 26th of September. If you get a VIP ticket, we're either even going to do a speaker's dinner and then a private panel the night of the 26th, which is also going to be Kayla's birthday.
Okay. Which, happy birthday, Kayla.
Which is going to be, I mean, she's about the best thing ever. Certainly the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
Our spouses are so important as we move through life, and communication with them and using them as a real teammate and not a doormat, which I think a lot of people, you know, bring stuff home from work and, you know, they step on their spouse because they can take it, you know, and we're just lucky that our spouses are there to take it, you know, because what's that?
No, I just want to say one other thing real quick about spouses.
Yeah.
Whether you, if you're thinking about going to this.
Yeah.
Bring your spouse.
Yes.
Or bring a friend.
Yeah.
Because don't be stingy on this, because I think that you will walk away with something out of it. Maybe, you know, even you walk away, you walk away with 10% of something. Something will affect you and better you in the probably the portion of your life that you need the most.
Yep.
And if you're open-minded, it's going to do it. But you're right. Bring your spouse. It'd be amazing.
Yeah, do things as a family. One of the things that we're doing at this conference that I think is so special, so that people who previously could not get to a conference like this, we're partnering with a local daycare. So that you can bring your kids, they can get properly taken care of, so you don't have to find a sitter and you don't have to pay for a sitter.
Wow.
So that you can grow and get better. We're very committed to people taking their life to the next level. We think that it's incredibly important to do personal growth as a family. And so that's why, you know, I don't know what's in it for you, but I guarantee you in one of these areas, in your health, you're going to get better. In your wealth, you're going to get better. In your relationships, you're going to get better. It's just, are you willing to show up, be open, do the work, and take a chance on taking action?
Yeah, and I also want to say a disclaimer in here. This is not a paid endorsement or anything. This is just something I completely believe with Greg and the whole Final Percent crew. Like I said, it really changed my trajectory of my life and my business. And so I'm just saying it's just from my heart, like how much I thank you guys for that. It was life-changing moment, something I needed. It was great. It was no pressure. It was fun. It was informative.
Yeah.
The food was great.
Yeah. But that's one of the things we do. We try to create an experience, and we do not let things be a pitch fest.
Yeah.
We're not going to bring a bunch of people up there who try to cram things down your throat. We want to change your life.
That's great.
The reason why you hear all these people constantly go to seminars, go to seminars, go to seminars, go to seminars, is because they haven't been changed yet.
Right.
We want to make a real honest to God impact, and it's incredibly important to us, and we do that through the WHO, and that's why, you know, when I moved here a decade ago now, which is insane, you know, I met this crazy guy named Francois who had his pulse on the industry, and why in the world he believed in me or gave me the time of day, I don't know, but The thing is I feel very lucky, blessed, and honored to call him friend. We've been cycling buddies for a really long time
forever.
And I mean, we're going to be friends forever.
That's it.
But it's, you know, we care about, you know, getting this next generation equipped properly to go do big, great, beautiful, amazing things.
Yeah.
And it's all about the who. You got to get around the right people, get in the room. It's that proximity to people taking action and believing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just get in the room. How can people get in touch with you, reach out to you? Where do they find information about the White Party? All of those different things, just so that, you know, they know the magnitude of what is the SWA that just, you know, waves over Denver.
No, you know, the best way is really like just either two forms of like social media. You can hit me on Facebook, Francois Baptiste, or Instagram, it's me, Francois. It's Francois spelled FranSWA. And just DM me. It's just easy. I try to keep everything in one place. The White Party, the website is The White Party Denver.
Okay.
White Party Denver. And I appreciate getting on here and talking about the White Party. This year is going to be absolutely fantastic. It is going to be at the Mission Ballroom. We can say that.
Yeah.
A huge concert venue.
I'm telling you guys, like, if you thought previous years were big, let's just say that they're not knocking the rust off of it, and they're damn sure not playing it safe.
Yeah.
They're like 5x-ing anything they've done before. So I need you guys to show up for them, because this is going to be a night you will never forget. It is going to be incredible.
Yeah, and just the White Party is a all white attire party. So basically, we just ask everybody wear white clothing from head to toe. Come have a good time.
Yeah.
It just, because, you know, technically after Labor Day, you're not supposed to wear any kind of white pants or whatever. So this is like your last chance technically to wear all white. So that's where the White Party come from. So
I'm gonna be honest with you, I had no idea that
was
a thing.
You never knew that?
No. Well, also, I'm one of those guys, I'm still like a giant child, so I should never wear all white. So I just want you to know, when, because I'm going to this thing. It's a non-negotiable. We got to go. You know, in some way, with the level they're going, you know, KMG can't be the title sponsor, but we're going to be one of the sponsors, because I'm telling you, this is music. It's needed. It's necessary. It's an outlet. It's great for the city. But when I go there, just know that, you know, I might just have my white, you know, attire, and then I'm just going to put a clear raincoat over it so that it stays white.
Are you that guy that like drops cranberry juice on your right in the smack dad or your t-shirt?
I'll look like a tie-dye by the end of the night.
Oh my God.
That's who I am, you know.
I want to actually see that.
It's going to need to happen. So anyway, guys, reach out, come check out the White Party.
Please.
And you know, have fun. This is going to be a reoccurring guest. I'm moving my podcast to more guest format, so it's not just me talking about concepts. I want to interview people who I think are worth interviewing, who have those nuggets of knowledge. And really, it just takes someone saying one little thing that shifts your perspective to where you start believing things are possible. I hope that Francois has done that. He's done that for me multiple times, even without realizing it.
Hey, man.
And, you know, thank you so much for, you know, climbing into the truck and having an impromptu podcast.
I love this. This is actually cool. Air conditioning's on. It's about 200 degrees outside.
That's true.
We're hanging out. But no, I want to thank you so much. I don't know how much the Final Percent really changes people. It has, it does. If you guys come to this conference, I guarantee you'll walk away such a better individual. And I thank you for even doing this for everybody out here, because I know it takes up your time and energy. But you're, like, smart, you're a smart cookie, bro.
Like we talked about, behind the scenes, let's just say it looks beautiful on the outside. It's messy back here, you know?
Yeah.
But like Swa said in his, you know, like one of the things, I just think he's at that concert and he just asks one simple question. What's going on backstage? What's going on behind the scenes? And now he's the... he's the orchestra conductor. There's a lot of people out there playing a violin, who are playing the flute, playing the different things in the symphony, but you need an orchestra conductor, and those people risk it all to be out there leading people to one mission. And you know, Denver thanks you. I certainly thank you, and I'm sure we're gonna have you on again.
Appreciate it, guys.